Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Chisholm goes to second base.
Mm-hmm.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
All right, so they trade Gleyber for a starting third baseman.
Yeah, depending on who that is.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, who is that player that the team that has the third baseman that the Yankees want would be willing to take Gleyber Torres back in a trade?
Yeah, I don't know if that person exists. I don't know what it is. I don't know if Gleyber Torres is someone that is enticing to a team that's parting with a starting pitcher as well that could help the Yankees, but I mean, I'd float him out there. That's for sure.
So let's say the Yankees acquired Justin Turner. Now the Seattle Mariners have.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they were the ones that acquired Justin Turner and Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah.
Then maybe you can then move.
Of course, yeah.
Gleyber Torres. That's what I'm kind of. You know, this is what's going on in all these front offices right now.
Yeah.
They're trying to figure out how they can fix a problem that they believe they have without giving up too much, but maybe moving somebody that is, they believe in their eyes, is a problem. But I don't think that they think that Gleyber Torres is a problem. I know the fan base, and I know how people look at it. But
they sat him earlier this year, remember?
Sometimes you got to sit guys, and you got to make a point to them.
But that's an admission of understanding that he's been an issue. If you're sitting a guy, you understand he's a problem.
Well,
now, they might not look at him as big of a problem as we do. Sort of like with Gary Sanchez all those years. It felt like we thought he was a bigger problem, meaning the radio station and the fans and everybody calling up, than the Yankees did.
But he also was a part of this team that got off to a great start this year, and one of the reasons why they're still very much in play here and why I believe they're going to the World Series.
Jeez. You got him going to the World Series?
I do. No, not all of a sudden. I've had it all year long.
You've had it all year long?
Yes.
Even when they were the 6 weeks of being terrible?
Of course.
All right.
And people were talking about punting on the season and trading away. I'm like, what? They're not punting. They brought in Juan Soto.
No, nobody said they were going to punt on the season.
Oh, there are people that are so pissed off at Brian Cashman, they can't even see straight. You know that.
Yeah.
I mean, they are always all in on it, except for the 1 year where they did make the trades, and then they had that little Gary Sanchez bump that year.
Yeah.
Where it was interesting to watch them because of Gary Sanchez hitting like 16 home runs in the second half of the season.